News, sports, weather from Dr. Bill Williams, traffic info from Kane, and one of the Gulf Coast's most familiar voices. It's Mobile Mornings with Dan Brennan and Dalton Arwig.
Boy, it's coming down now for sure. It's 7 minutes after 8 o'clock on FM Talk 106.5. I'm kind of stuck behind the console here. You've been doing more of the man on the street. So,
you mean I walked into our lobby?
You walked into our lobby and the weather's actually approaching the lobby. Our automatic doors keep opening up with the storm coming through. So soon, a part of the show will be someone with a mop.
Yeah,
it's coming down.
And I'm sure many of you have experienced it already this morning. And if you haven't, well, get ready because these lines moving through and pretty powerful. So just hold on to your hat. Looks like the wind is really, really moving. And I saw the midday host for this here station, Sean Sullivan, pull up. I thought, he'll wait. He'll probably sit in the truck for another 10, 15 minutes. But I think he waited until the worst part of that line and decided to run on in.
It came pretty, like comedic. It was like, well, why are you doing that, Sean? But he's got a T-shirt on his head now. Looks like he made it in safely. Also good to some lightning out there, pretty dangerous lightning as well. So y'all just be careful. It is a serious situation. We just want to make it to mid-morning or so, and then...
Beautiful after that.
We should be, yeah.
Should be beautiful.
Might be assessing some damage after the storm comes through, so we'll just...
We're already down one potted plant, it looks like, in the lobby.
That's inside.
Inside, yeah.
We're getting struck inside.
But for a reminder of how nice the weekend will be, Dr. Bill's weekend weather scale, 1.9870. That's very close to a perfect score.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of you knew it would be nice because a lot of guesses right around that same number there. But some great things to get to, and coming up later in the hour, we'll talk with Brooks Conkle with Mobile Rundown. He'll kind of line up our weekend for us. But you've also been talking about the Fairhope Arts and Crafts Festival and, of course, the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show.
Yeah, Jim Cox informed us the 10 o'clock start time. They're going to probably move it back a little bit. They're just waiting to see what happens with the morning weather that we're dealing with right now. You know, everybody in Fairhope, I hope that, you have to deal with this every year, it seems like. You've got 3 days of that thing, and so it's a great event, but it's all outside, and you've got all these tents and all these things that are set up, ready to go, and now you're just going to have to make it through this morning, and we should be A-OK. Also, we've got some one more family four-pack of tickets for the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show.
We'll give those away here definitely over the next hour, and then the Jeff Poor Show on the way. Now, Jeff's show will run until 11 o'clock this morning. That's when we will pick up the pregame for Auburn taking on in-state school, Jacksonville State. They'll face off at 11:40, the tip-off time. Pregame begins at 11. And if you're listening on the app and expect to listen on the app, just a quick reminder that we are banned, not allowed to stream the game. So the only way to check it out today would be on your FM radio.
I think that is because Westwood One, that does the college, the field of 64 games, they have an app, I guess, or they've got streaming rights.
Now, what we could do, Dan, is you and I could call the game. I mean, we're no Andy Burcham and Sonny Smith, but you and I could.
I think he fouled him.
We could have our own call only on the stream, just me and you online.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to listen to that.
I think that would really go over very well.
There's a lot to get into, and something I really want to discuss later this hour, deep fake videos. There have been now two very notorious deep fakes sent out during this Russian invasion of Ukraine. One yesterday with Zelensky, or it may have come out before yesterday, but it was basically a deep fake video, which is, if you're unaware of what a deep fake is, and I want to get into this a lot more later, it's like Photoshop for video.
Right.
You can use all of this new technology to make it look like someone said something they didn't say.
Yeah.
And that's what they did with Zelensky in a video where he told Ukrainians to lay down their arms.
Oh, wow.
and that they were ending the war.
Wow.
That was fake. And then another one with Putin where he said the same thing, that they had reached a peace deal with Ukraine. That also a deep fake video. So we'll get into that here later in the hour. Something that is
dangerous.
Very dangerous. And especially when nukes are on the line, right? And then another thing that you might think is a deep fake is not. It's that Leah Thomas situation, the Stanford transgendered swimmer.
Was she a Pennsylvania? University of Pennsylvania?
You're right. I'm sorry. I don't know why I had Stanford stuck in my head. But, yeah, the transgender Penn swimmer picked up a national championship. The 500-yard freestyle, Leah Thomas, who, again, used to be male, and now...
Like last week.
Yeah, not that long ago, set a program record with 4 minutes, 33 seconds in the 500-yard freestyle. Here's the audio of the
where's
call.
The pride? Where's the pride in this? How is she prideful about this win? I can't believe it.
And we'll hear from a teammate of the lady who finished second, but okay. here's the call.
Leah Thomas pulling away over the final 150 meters. Had to work for it. She was pushed over the first 350 meters. Thomas wins the NCAA championship. Ended up very close for second with Wyatt taking it ahead of a late charge from Erica Sullivan in third.
So that was the call. Leah Thomas finishing first, about 3 seconds off of the pool record. And Thomas beat out Virginia freshman Emma Wyatt by more than 1 second and Texas freshman Erica Sullivan by at least two. So there's been a lot of commentary on this already. Many people congratulating the second place finisher, Emma Wyatt, as if she won the race because, you know, if the transgender swimmer weren't in the pool, it's likely that she would have won. Here is an interview there at these meets with a Virginia Tech swimmer whose teammate, she says, was brought to tears after her place in the finals was taken by Leah Thomas. So you've heard commentary from just about everyone on this situation. Why don't we hear from a collegiate swimmer who's very closely involved. Here's what this swimmer has to say.
You're a Virginia Tech swimmer. What did you think about Leah Thomas competing today as a swimmer in this competition? What are you feeling? What are other athletes feeling?
It's a common conception that we are all very disappointed and frustrated with someone who has capabilities more than us women have to be able to compete at this level and take opportunities away from other women. Like, I have a teammate who did not make finals today because she was just bumped out of finals. And it's heartbreaking to see someone who went through puberty as a male and has the body of a male be able to absolutely blow away the competition, and you go into it with a mindset that you don't have a chance, if that makes sense. Like, it's hard to compete against someone with the aerobic capacity, the muscle development, the body of a man. It's hard to think about it like that, and staying positive, I bet, for other swimmers who are in that heat is probably overwhelming. I'm not sure. I can't speak for them, but it's disappointing to see and frustrating, definitely.
And you said that one of your teammates was crying today because she didn't make the finals. You said that she was 17th,
yes,
and there were 16 spots.
Yes.
So Leah Thomas took one of those spots. Talk to us about what your teammate was going through and that experience.
She was very emotional, and it's hard to see because it's her last NCAAs, and she really loves that race, and it was just heartbreaking to see that she put all her effort into it today and won the best time that she's went in a morning session before and still not make it back. It's hard to see someone who works every day, every night, still not be able to compete against someone like that.
So there you go. That's from a fellow swimmer.
Yeah, did we not see this coming? It's demoralizing for these athletes. And I was thinking of, you know, we've played some clips. I do some sports broadcasting, you know, a little here and there, and did more younger and early in my career. But the clip of St. Peter's beating Kentucky, right? It's kind of fair and square. Five guys versus five guys. And the announcer can be genuinely joyful about the moment.
Right, right. Yeah.
Even though he's neutral on it, but he sees the big upset. If I were... I could definitely enjoy myself broadcasting a game like that. I don't think I could do it. As a broadcaster, I don't think I could sit in wherever the press box is in a swim event and actually call that victory for Leah Thomas.
Yeah, and it's
I don't you know, that's just I don't think that my heart, well, my heart's definitely not in it. I just think I would decline the opportunity to be a broadcaster on that whole thing.
And I was about to say, yeah, you wouldn't because it's a contentious subject, but I really don't even think it's that contentious. I think it's being pushed as something that's contentious. Like, I think a majority of Americans feel the same way. Mm-hmm. And while I do think there's a good portion of people who probably are, would be mean to Leah Thomas, you know, regardless of her athletic endeavors. But for me, this is about the competition. It's not about whether this person wants to be a guy or a girl. Mm-hmm. It's about who they're competing against and doing exactly. it the right way. My buddy Dan sent me a I have multiple Dans that are buddies. You're my number one buddy, Dan.
What?
But another Dan here who sent me from a YouGov poll. Americans overestimate the size of minority groups and underestimate the size of most majority groups. So they took these polls and basically asked Americans how many, what percentage of the population do you believe are transgender people? The guess from the Americans was that 21% of the population is transgender, when in reality, the true proportion is 1%. Uh-huh. But you see what the 1% can do when they're in competition against someone who is physically less, I won't even say gifted, but because most people come, if you're male, you come with a lot of male attributes. If you're female, you come with those female attributes. So it's not even... really a gift relative to all the other athletes, but you have better skills in certain subjects.
Sure.
And one of those would be swimming. And the Babylon Bee, ever on topic here, headline, after watching Leah Thomas, little girl adjusts dreams to just winning second place at the Olympics. The thing about this all that just kills me with the hypocrisy are the diehard feminist liberals who are all about women's empowerment and breaking that glass ceiling and you go girl, and we've got girls all over the we're getting female soccer players paid the same as their male counterparts. We've got all these women in Adidas and Reeboks and Nike ads.
The women's soccer team has been the stars of the U.S. for decades,
and so all of these people who are pushing women's empowerment are silent when a male comes in and destroys these women in a sport. It's the hypocrisy is just so outstanding.
University of Pennsylvania, the Ivy League, that's where it all originated, right? That's where the initial, it's okay. And I guess then the NCAA. When are they going to revisit this thing and say, you know what? We got worked over by the moment in time. We didn't think it was it's kind of like, maybe their heart's not completely in it, but they didn't want to look like they were on the wrong side of history, right?
Yeah.
Well, they are on the wrong side of this thing 100%, and at some point they got to figure it out.
But I don't think the people that pull the strings will allow them to go back on it. And it's very similar to the pandemic, right, where you had all these decision makers making decisions really without regard for actual statistics or anything like that. And they can't come back and say, listen, maybe we were too quick. Maybe we pulled the trigger too quick on some of these mandates and we're sorry. The science was coming in. They will never turn this back around.
But how about on the local level, like league by league? I mean, there's probably conferences in the middle of America. I don't know if it would be smaller conferences or would it be the Big 12 or would it be the SEC where they're saying that ain't going to fly here.
And we're also seeing it state by state, right, with all these different legislatures putting these bills in that would not allow. So that would be the way to do it. But we've seen the NCAA threaten and some of these leagues threaten states before for not allowing some social justice, one thing or another.
Bathrooms and things like that.
Exactly. Right? So who knows how this plays out? I think it's too far gone for them to change their minds on the NCAA level.
I think if you just watch that meet and it doesn't turn your stomach as a fan of athletics, something's wrong with you.
Yeah.
It's 821 FM Talk 106.5. Dan and Dalton and Mobile Mornings. Love to hear from you. 251-343-0106. FM Talk 106.5, Dan and Dalton. This guy was in the studio last night.
That's right. We've been discussing this Leah Thomas, transgender swimmer from the University of Pennsylvania, who won the national championship in the 500-yard freestyle. And plenty of texts to get to. We'll do those here in a minute. But first, Pete Rehm of Common Sense Radio, and also running for office. Pete, how's the campaign going?
Our campaign's going great. We're out meeting people and just making connections and having a great time.
You could be a winner like Leah Thomas. So
that's what I'm calling about.
Go ahead.
Part of the problem is, y'all earlier said, well, he was, you know, this Leah was just recently a man.
Yes.
He's still a man. It's a dude. Have you seen him in the swimsuit? He can barely keep his banana in the basket. It's disgusting.
Very wide shoulders. Disgusting. That's right.
Right, I mean, it's a dude. He is still a man, and that's the absurdity, is we're all pretending because some bunch of holier-than-thou, sanctimonious morons say, no, that's a woman now.
Right.
We all are playing the game like the emperor well, has no clothes.
You know,
it's a man.
It is. You're right.
Period.
It's a
Stop
very...
calling him a woman or a girl or what.
Well, here's my thing,
man.
Pete. Well, yeah, here's my thing, okay? I do not care what somebody wants to be called or what name or what I really, you know, if someone asks me to call them, you know, if I see someone out today and they say, call me Dan Brennan and it's not Dan Brennan, I'll say, fine, you're not Dan Brennan, but whatever you want. But it's the escalation and for it to start with, hey, just be kind and call me by my preferred pronoun or preferred name. You're right. That's where it started. And now we've got men winning,
Women's meets, yeah.
That's right.
And let me say this, on it's about what's really important to you and what you're trying to accomplish. Is it important to you to be a swimmer or to be a transgender whatever you are? What's the most important thing? Because not everything you want in life is compatible with the other. Sometimes you got to make a choice. So just because you want to parade around in a woman's swimsuit doesn't mean you get to destroy women's sports. What do you want to be? If that's your important thing, go do that. It was the same thing back in the day about homosexuality in the military. There are a lot of homosexuals in the military, but you know what? It was more important to them to be a good military service member, so they made their sexuality secondary because it wasn't about their sexuality. It was about serving their country. And see, we've got our priorities out of whack. And we're so narcissistic and self-absorbed that every little fetish we got, we decide, oh, that's got to be in front of everybody, and that's got to take precedence, and we've got to stop indulging this. And the last thing I'll say, the women could stop this. Girls, don't get in the pool with
dudes. They could strike.
It would stop this.
Yeah, I have a hard time even talking about it. I'm so disgusted by it. And I just feel like the young lady wasn't able to be part of the competition because of so many qualifiers, and it turned out it was like she was the odd woman out because of a man. How ironic.
Yep.
How ironic.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Pete, and great show last night. Folks can check that out on the podcast page, so we appreciate it.
Y'all have a great day.
You got it, Pete.
Right, Pete Rehm there of Common Sense Radio, and making his opinion on the topic very, very easily heard right there. I don't know.
What happened with the banana?
He said that the swimmer having trouble keeping the banana
in the
Speedo.
I was going to have a banana this morning.
Not now.
Thanks, Pete. Thanks for ruining that.
Sean, by the way, a great freestyle swimmer, if you'd seen him during his days making laps.
Hey, cannonballs, preacher seat.
I have a feeling that you have an opinion on this, Sean.
Oh, on bananas?
on transgender national champions.
Well, 20 seconds isn't going to get it.
I'll come up with something.
Yeah. He'll talk about this after the break. Dan and Dalton and transgender swimmers and...
Hey, you step outside. We're all swimmers right now.
It's Mobile Mornings, FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5. Lots of passionate takes on the text line, 251-343-0106. It's also the phone line. You can call us just like We talk with Louie Arata every day. It's right now time to head to McConnell Automotive and talk to the man, Louie Arata. Good morning, Louie.
Good rainy morning. How are you?
Yeah, it's, you know, different lines coming through with pretty high winds, and thankfully we have a nice weekend ahead of us, which means good times coming out on the McConnell lot. What do you got going on this weekend?
That's right. I want to tell everybody, please be careful out there. I see there's some more wrecks happening. Don't forget, great people in our collision center. You can call them at 251-476-4141. And if you total the car out, check online, McConnellAutomotive.com. Man, we got plenty of stuff out there. We got some great deals on some GM certified. Got a lot of the new stuff coming in. We got a new body style, new interior, X31 22.5 diesel, half ton. Everybody likes that half ton diesel that we've sold some too. Everybody talks about it. So if y'all want to come check that out, it's sitting right out front after it stopped storming here. But we'll be here all day today and tomorrow. We got the basketball games on, so don't think that you want to watch a basketball game. And well, we'll have them on here. So come see us. And I hope everybody has a safe and enjoy their weekend.
Good stuff. Thank you, Louie.
Thank you.
Louie Arata, go see him at McConnell Automotive on Dauphin Street, just east of I-65, and online, McConnellAutomotive.com. And by the way, while you're headed to McConnell, maybe stop by that new Voodoo Wings on Dauphin Street.
Oh, yeah, they got the new one there. We were at the Voodoo Wings, the original, of course, last night for Tiger Talk Overtime.
That's right.
Good time at Voodoo Wings.
Yeah, and a great place to watch some basketball, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really is. They've got all the TVs set up and many of them. So if you enjoy sports and the March Madness, it's all right there. Sean Sullivan joining us in studio at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings.
How many hours did you watch basketball yesterday?
Just in total or at Voodoo?
So you leave here right after you know, full day that starts early. You said, I'm going to go to set up at Voodoo Wings early for the remote. I'm like, Dalton's really getting after it here. I realize you camped out and watch basketball.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
I was wings and watch basketball for the majority of your day.
I was set up and ready to go a good 5 hours before the remote began. And watching plenty of basketball. And, of course, you know, the team that I want to win, like there was a number one seed that was on the ropes. And I was wanting the 16 seed to beat them because, I mean, who doesn't want to see a big upset like that?
Sure.
So I had them turn it on there at Voodoo. And the game was tied. And immediately when I started watching, the number one seed went on like a 30-point run and just blew them out the building. So if you want a team to win, what I'm saying is don't let me watch the game because I'll ruin it for you.
And one thing about that too, Sean, I brought up earlier this hour, it's like, you know, you have an upset win and the announcer's excited and it's five guys against five guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. So you can genuinely say, wow, what a game. Can you imagine being the broadcaster of that swim meet and how, I don't think I could do it.
You couldn't pull it off?
No.
You couldn't say...
I couldn't fake it and show any actual enthusiasm and want to congratulate the winner. There's no way.
Can I combine those two stories for a second? When are we going to have this happen in basketball? When is it... Mm-hmm. I mean, if we're going to be this way, when's the worst dude in the NBA going to say, tell you
it won't
tell you what, dog.
WNBA, right?
Yeah. Well, I was going to say it won't happen.
Don't tempt fate.
But we've seen it in... like the number one primal sport, and that's mixed martial arts.
Yeah.
There have been trans fighters who have, you know, the bone density and the fists of a man, and then go out and absolutely, you know, like, demolish some female fighter.
And listen, there's some, like Ronda Rousey, I've watched her. I think she would beat up 20-30% of the males out there.
I think way higher
than
that.
You think higher than that?
Oh, yeah.
She's bad A, right? Mm-hmm. She's tough. But that doesn't line up to have some dude who now, you know, says, hey, I think they shouldn't. Why are they doing that?
Yeah.
And another thing. So help me. Is there like a old people's Olympics? Is there, you know how we have all the different
Octolympics?
Are you nominating me?
Well, I was thinking about it, and also was wondering. Then could we have, my gosh, Caitlyn Jenner
yeah,
turn around and go back to decathlon in the old people women's category,
right?
And get another. So you could see the records held decathlon record in this year for men, and then 40 years later for women. You know,
well, that would make sense. But Caitlyn Jenner is one of the people fighting against all of this.
That's true. I've seen. So okay, this thing with the swimming, it's ridiculous because it also takes away from the story of collegiate swimming, and that's it's the sideshow that gets all the attention. Look what we're doing right now. Nobody, you know, maybe in a weird way, you say, well, it's bringing attention to something, but you're keeping people from. You know, somebody from getting in that place. And what if it's not just one? What if it's two, three, four people that are trans going through? And y'all mentioned something also about where the, you know, where feminists are and all this. So there's a woman named Megan Murphy, right? And Megan Murphy is a Canadian professor, super, super feminist. She got kicked off Twitter and been banned off Twitter. And she's a hardcore feminist because she said, I'm not going to say that they're biologically a woman. And this is a feminist. She is far left. Is
kicked off Twitter.
Yeah, banned off Twitter because she said this, that biologically these, and she's talking about certain trans men are not women.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That got her kicked off Twitter and banned off Twitter.
Amazing. A fact.
And here thing, and I like Dalton in the fact that I'll call you. I mean, I don't care if somebody wants to be called another name and identify. I mean, I don't care. I don't have enough time in my day to worry about that. I'll call you whatever, but I'm not going to tell you that. You're biologically a woman. Well, don't ask me that question. I'll respect you and call you Shirley. I don't care.
Doesn't the competition...
But I'm not going to say something that's not true, but that you're biologically a woman because you're not.
Well, the competition, by winning, Leah is proving the point that you shouldn't be in the pool.
Well, what if would the argument change if there were trans... men that were now identifying as women, trans women, if they weren't winning? No, seriously, if they weren't dominating the sport, because we're focused on this because it's a flashpoint and it's true that they're reducing opportunities. I have a daughter. I want her to have easier time to compete against, I don't know, people that are her same sex. And sex and gender is getting messed up here. It's just like there's so many terms that get messed up. So gender, you can change and identify. Sex is plumbing.
I'm not trying,
the kids are at school now. Sex is plumbing.
That's exactly what Jay said. He said, Pete's confusing gender with sex as being the same.
Jay is right.
I'm not even close to woke, and I know that. He said, that being said, the male sex swimmer has an unfair advantage.
True. But what if you didn't do any good? Would we have a story if they weren't winning?
Are you saying that the answer here for the trans coalition is to throw some decoys into the pool? have some
people that don't win.
Just they have to take one for the team.
Right. Would it be as big a conversation if they weren't dominating women's sports? What if you just they were there, they were finishing 37th and all that, so would we be talking
now, about? On the other side, and remember when we were talking about the Vanderbilt kicker, when they when Vanderbilt was in the throes of a 0-10 season 2 years ago, looking for any good press, and they also were missing a lot of their players during the pandemic, and because they were terrible, and they had one of their female soccer players, the goalkeeper, was their field goal kicker. And
by the way, I thought that was cool.
And that set off, and I don't have a problem with it. If it's
because she didn't go in there as a dude,
and she didn't have
exactly,
she didn't have an athletic, a built-in athletic advantage because of her sex.
No, but she had a specific set of skills. She could kick the heck out of a ball.
Exactly.
And if Vanderbilt wants to say that women can be on that team and they want to do that and they can try out and stuff like that, if it's a woman going on a men's team and they make the rules where that's okay, then fine if a woman wants to do it, but. Don't pretend that she identified as herself, right? She says she's a woman, but she can kick the heck out of a football. She goes out there
and does
good.
It.
Good for her. I'm not like I don't get mad about stuff like that. I don't think you're going to see a whole bunch of that going on. But if Vanderbilt wants to say that women are welcome on the team and that a woman has a better kicks better than a dude, then you want to win the game. Heck, with dude, you go sit on the bench. You know, this young lady is going to go kick the heck out of football. Good for her.
Aaron says, as a mom of two girls in sports, I feel for those girls and parents who have worked so hard their entire lives to make it this level of competition to just get taken out by a dude that feels pretty. A real shame. And let's see. Bo says that escalated quickly. Hey, we like quickly escalating disagreements around here.
Saves time.
It does. let's see here. Martin says DNA confirms what you are. And lots of good texts here. So I did mention that YouGov poll And
it was 86% so transgender.
Yes, America is 86% transgender.
Wow, that's more than I thought.
It's amazing. No, so this poll asked Americans, what percentage of the population do you think is made up by blank? And then they would make their guess and then compare that to the true proportion. So 21% was the estimated proportion of transgender people in America. The actual number is 1%. Let's see. Another one here. And I'll have, how about you guys guess this? What percent of Americans do you believe are vegan or vegetarian? They get a lot of press.
Okay, vegetarians. Let's get a question.
What percent of America is a vegan or vegetarian?
I've got my guess.
Okay.
9%.
We've assembled our guesses. I'm going to say, by social media, 76%.
So the poll guessers said that 30% of America was vegan or vegetarian. The actual number, 5%.
There you go.
5%.
Takes you the bonus round.
What percent of
takes
Americans...
Takes me there.
Yeah, I'm out.
What percent of Americans do you think is, let's see here, left-handed? You know, the left-handed social groups are just always...
You know how you do this. You go through your buddies you grew up with and thinking about who...
By the way, left-handed people is there a group in America more disgusting than that? Let me think about this.
Can they identify as right-handed? Can they act right-handed? You know, because they try to teach.
Well, there's kids. There's a lot of left and right.
The old Catholic schools, they made you
absolutely
right-handed. Regardless,
I missed that, but I know what probably 10 years before I started or so. They were legends of that.
Yeah,
I'm going to say it is 7% of the population. No, I take it back, 4%.
I'm going to say 18%.
It's somewhere in the middle, 11% lefties. And the guess was that 34%. That's what.
Now, if you went into AP math, which I was never in, it was like 75% left-handed. Dudes, because they always...
The lefties were the smart ones?
Listen, Kevin, one of my best friends growing up, he was left-handed, and he's stuff that I'd go, I don't know, this math is hard. He's like, it's just like this, you just do it.
Let's squeeze David in real quick. David?
Hey, guys, good morning.
Morning.
The reason why we're even having a problem with transgender athletes in collegiate sports is because the NCAA doesn't want to spend the money to comply with Title IX and have them have their own separate division for transgender athletes. So unless we're going to get government to force them to do that, I have an idea that will probably be interesting, and that is, you know how in golf has handicaps where you can just...
I thought the same thing.
From your golf game?
Yeah.
Let's just have transgender, male transgender swimmers have a three-second handicap where 3 seconds are taken off of their time.
Wow, that's kind of a logical idea to an illogical situation.
Once again, I'm still waiting for the transgender male to female athlete that's not really performing well. That's going to be the story, the one that never even makes the cut.
He sucked when he was Lee. He sucks when he's Leah. Terrible scores.
I'm not commenting on that.
I know we need to get to Brooks Conkle. Can I read this text before we go to the break? Just really, really fast. Texter here. You are the people that's caused all this stuff. If men with a set of balls would stand up and say, no, we're not allowing this because you're not a woman, you're a man, you wouldn't have this conversation. I guess maybe you wouldn't even have a job.
A set of what? You guys, you got his number I can text a picture to? I'm going to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
It's all our fault again. Wow.
When I run the NCAA, this will not happen. It's 848 FM Talk 106.5. We're some real rough weather so far this morning, and some of you are getting it right now north of us and over on the northern Baldwin County. Y'all just be careful. 853, Dan and Dalton.
Jeff Poor Show coming up in just a few minutes. Reminder, it's a two-hour program today because at 11 o'clock, the Auburn Tigers pregame show begins. Tip off at 11:40 as they take on the Jacksonville State Gamecocks. Fitting mascot for our conversation this hour. Hey, coming up on the Jeff Poor Show, first off, Lindy Blanchard, former ambassador to Slovenia, and she's running for office, isn't she, Dan? Lindy Blanchard, running for governor of Alabama.
Yes, she is.
Also, State Senator Chris Elliott with plenty to talk about regarding what's going on in Montgomery. Congressman Robert Adderholt in the second hour, and then 1819 News is Ray Mellick. So the Jeff Poor Show on the way in just a few minutes.
Brooks Conkle from the Mobile Rundown on the line right now as we look at events maybe for the weekend and also maybe coming up next week, too. Brooks, good morning to you. I'm checking out the Mobile Rundown right now. Good place to go.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing great.
Yeah, we're doing fantastic. So, awesome. You know, this weather that's been moving through, it's ugly, not going to lie, but should be gone hopefully by noon, which is going to leave us with a very pretty weekend and plenty of things to do.
Exactly. So after some crazy weather, hopefully blue, pretty skies, right? That's the plan. So, I don't know if you guys caught this. There was a keg toss yesterday in honor of St. Patrick's Day, and there were some winners that did that, which is crazy. but that was downtown Mobile, and that's gonna continue. There's apparently Callahan's has the 76th annual street party Saturday.
That's awesome.
That
so,
is big.
Yeah. So the keg toss. Tell me more. Was this yesterday? You said keg toss.
So this keg toss was at O'Daly's in downtown Mobile. So at O'Daly's Irish Pub. They had done. You know, they hadn't been able to do it previously, right? The last year because of COVID. But yeah, so they had it again yesterday, and so I think they had been itching to do it again. Yeah, like literally people throwing empty kegs, and they. I just saw a picture this morning with some trophies. People holding some trophies that won that thing.
That's awesome. Were there any? Our discussion this hour, and I hate to drag you into this. We've been talking about a transgender swimmer who won the national championship. Was there any? Any controversy regarding something like that at the keg toss?
I would hope not.
I had no idea.
Okay.
Brooks is staying away
now. I had no idea.
I got to check out the keg toss next time they do that. So what else do we have coming up?
Totally. Yeah. So there's actually like a hiring event at Infirmary Health. So someone, I'm just going to throw that out there. Someone looking for a health-related job. That's actually today. So people want to do that. So I mentioned tomorrow that the street party.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't want to do that and you want to run instead, there's a Spring Fever Chase. There's a 10K and a 2-mile run. It's over in Fairhope tomorrow.
So that street party at Callahan's is right there on Marine Street at Callahan's, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, at Callahan's. Yeah, I've been before. It's been a few years since I've been. But, yeah, they like close down the blocks.
Right.
And there's a stage set up. There'll be music. It's all day. I think it's from 11 to 5 is what I'm seeing on the time. But, yeah, it's a fun event. Everyone will be wearing their green, having a good time, and yeah, so it's in the street. I mean, it's like the whole block.
Right, I have seen it before.
Yeah,
and of course,
so there's that. So that's probably the biggest stuff. And then that run I mentioned, and there's actually there's a evening with Electric Blue Yonder. So if you wanted some peaceful music this evening for people that like to just listen to music, there's that event that's actually happening tonight. So,
where's that going to be, Brooks?
That's at the People's Room of Mobile.
Okay.
That's in downtown as well.
Okay.
Very cool.
Brooks, if people want to make sure that they are in the rundown, what can they do to get their event there?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, they can hop on our website, and then there's a section at the top where if they want to submit their event, they can submit it to us, or they can reach out any other way and ping us and let us know what they have going on, and we can see if it's a good fit, and we'll post it for them.
It's a really a great resource, the MobileRundown.com. Brooks Conkle runs it, started it, and keeps expanding it. Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely, guys. All right, have a good one. Stay dry.
All right, you too. The Mobile Rundown, a great newsletter to be a part of as you plan your weekend. Just a couple quick reminders. There is baseball and softball this weekend at South Alabama. Both have 3-game homestands beginning tonight, 6 o'clock for the softball team, 6:30 for the baseball team. And also the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show getting started here in just a few hours. And I think we have another family four-pack, don't we, Dan?
We do.
Yes, we do.
Can we give that away right now?
I think we can.
Okay.
How about if you've stuck with us this long, caller number 3. You can family 4-pack to the Wharf Boat and Yacht Show. Still time to come to the station, pick that up, and make it down there for the show this weekend.
251-343-0106, caller number 3.
That's right.
This time around. The Yacht Show, by the way, the Boat and Yacht Show down at the Wharf, they're pushing back the opening. It's on the ticket or online. It'll say 10 a.m., but Jim Cox gave us shot us an email earlier today, and like everybody else, they're just kind of waiting until all this goes through Orange Beach, and they'll assess everything and then open the gates probably closer to 12 noon, be my guess. Anyway.
I think you're right.
Yeah?
The Jeff Poor Show is not waiting for the weather to blow by, and
no.
I think he might be in the northern part of the state where weather isn't too great right now either. We'll check in with Jeff here in just a few minutes and get the Jeff Poor Show kicking.
Dan and Dalton back on Monday, 6 a.m. on FM Talk 106.5. Dan Brennan, Dalton Orwig, Mobile Mornings.